She's the stage stomping front woman for the rock trio, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And he's a Grammy-winning musician. He's worked with artists like Adele, The Black Keys, and Gnarls Barkley. I remember when I lost my mind. Together, Karen O and Brian Burton, better known as Danger Mouse, are combining forces for the new album Lux Prima. Both are joining us now from NPR Studios in New York City. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. The title track, Lux Prima, is a 9-minute track that features these spacey synths and orchestration. Let's listen.
No eyes open, no eyes closed, no smoke on your breath, no eyes closed, no sun on the glass, no darkness, no eyes, nobody but you.
So tell me about this song.
So that was our entry point into making music together. It was like the first song that we wrote, and I think Brian had just played me something he had produced off of Michael Kiwanuka's Love and Hate that had like a really quite beautiful and grand intro. And then also we were just like playing some long songs, and I think that we kind of had like an idea, like, you know.
Yeah, it was our first week, and I just really wanted to work with Karen and see where it went. You know, I love her voice, and immediately it was just, we kind of wanted to make something beautiful. We just wanted it to be beautiful. And so whatever that meant, that's what kept kind of coming up.
Karen, what's your favorite song on the album?
Ministry Pops Out.
So talk me through this song.
Yeah, do you want to start with the sample?
Yeah, yeah. So it's actually funny because that song, it's not, the guitar part's not a sample.
Oh, it is a sample.
I can't play guitar very well, right. So what I did was I just was strumming the guitar underneath and then used guitar notes on a keyboard. And I just played it for Karen and said, hey, what do you think? This was one of the few times where there was something sitting around, and she quickly,
immediately came up with the bridge, actually.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like, there's just no topping the bridge. And then Brian, you know, broke the bad news to me that wasn't, you know, that we needed a verse that went before it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a song that's kind of been like almost a therapeutic song for me to listen to since we wrote it. It's a warm place for me.
I read that you two think writing lyrics is torturous.
I think everybody.
I have met people who love writing lyrics actually, and fill like books, like, you know, over, like Patti Smith is like that actually, just like overflowing books of lyrics. I'm like definitely the opposite. It's like blood from a stone with me. It's a process of kind of stream of consciousness and also like self-editing at the same time. So it's tough, but you know, the art of it is important to me.
So tell me about the song, Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just, I think maybe, what was it, maybe second or third session. Recording session, mm-hmm. Something like that. And we were trying to do something a little bit more up-tempo just because we had been really in, you know, feel sorry for ourselves mode for a while. It was just, it felt good.
Sad world.
Yeah, it was good. But this happened really quick. You just went in and started singing.
Yeah, it was like a pretty primal output that was going on.
Is that how you have to collaborate when you're collaborating? You have to sort of get into a space and you're like
we're going to do sad now. And then
it's not how it works.
I think you can turn back and look. You can turn around and look and see what you've done and go, oh, we've been sad for 2 weeks. or it's just, it's mostly, I mean, for myself, it's mostly influenced by other music. You know, that's the thing. It's something that puts you into a certain place. And you're like, man, this would be great to put myself or other people in this place too. Right. And that's kind of your starting point.
That was Danger Mouse and Karen O. Their new album, Lux Prima, is out now. Thanks to you both.
Thanks. Thank you.